μάμα μου. Come on, bebas kanggungan. Bersamamu aku tahu kau suka padaku.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Minister of Manpower Yasirli responded to the International Monetary Fund, which predicts Indonesia's unemployment rate will reach 5% in 2025. Yasirli stated that this figure was obtained from Sakernas in February for the unemployed rate, set in the Presidential Palace, Jakarta, on Monday, July 2, 2025. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto informed that lecturers teaching at universities located in underdeveloped frontier outermost areas are being prioritized for doctoral scholarship. This is said on the press in Jakarta on Monday, 2nd of June, 2025. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di malam minggu, aku pergi ke pesta. Pesta meriah, ulang tahun kawanku. Semua yang datang bergabung ceria, berdansa dan gembira. Di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia, lincah gayanya dan masa kini. Ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya. Di hati ada cinta.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di malam minggu, aku pergi ke pesta. Pesta meriah, ulang tahun kawanku. Semua yang datang bergaya ceria, berdansa dan gembira. Di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia. Lincah gayanya, dandan masa kini. Ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Masukkan kurang. Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Hello, listener. Today's music honor presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Talking about Pesta, the song that I just played for you, Pesta by Isyana Saraswati, I want to share a bit of my experience. I have went to this, I wouldn't say it's a party, but it feels like a party because it's so exciting and it was so fun. And it's the Mamma Mia! The Musical Rerun, produced by Jakarta Art House. I went there on last Saturday and it was really, really great. It was a fun and a great show overall. So I really want to give this information to the VOI listeners. So the 2025 rerun of Mamma Mia! The Musical, produced by the Jakarta Art House, was a major success with 14 performances, a total of 12,000 audience members enjoyed this international scale production at Graha Bakti Budaya Taman Ismail Marzuki. This number reflects the public's high enthusiasm for quality musical theater and marks a significant achievement for Jakarta Art House, which has only been active since 2019. So the way that they just been active since 2019, this means that they really are successful in terms of quality musical theater in Indonesia. And is set by the Fadli Hafizan, the executive producer of Jakarta Art House. This is the first time Jakarta Art House has produced a large-scale musical with a total of 14 shows. It's an ambitious yet realistic step to strengthen the performing arts ecosystem in Indonesia. To provide the best experience for audience, Jakarta Art House made various improvements in both artistic and non-artistic aspects, because like I said, this is a rerun. They have made the show before and they do the rerun on 2025. The production director, Aldi Inzaghi, stated that his team rebuilt the stage set from scratch, to offer a fresh experience for the audience. The production scale also significantly increased compared to the show 2 years ago. And I would say, because I watched it myself on last Saturday, I would say that the stage is amazing. Everything about this musical theater is really good. I'm talking about the stage, the property, the costume, the lighting, and also, oh my god, I have to talk about also the musical director and also the instrumental and the band, I would say, if I'm not mistaken, it's called the band. The band is, they are also very, very amazing. And as you guys know, this theater musical, it's not recorded. And it's not recorded, it's live, so everything was sung live by all the cast. And don't even get me started with the cast. The cast are so amazing and so talented, and they made this show very, very lifeful, because they have an English dialogue, but they incorporated Indonesian slang and Indonesian culture into it, so it was very, very fun. And for this performance, Jakarta Art House didn't just present a musical theater show, but also introduce a social experiment titled Relung Rasa, a segment filled with emotional stories of love for mothers, families, and friends. And not only this, the theater movement, the theater ecosystem in Indonesia has been moving pretty fast, and it has increased and improved a lot, not only from the Jakarta Art House, but I also know there are a lot of great musical theater from Indonesia, like Jakarta Movin. They made a lot of theater based on Indonesian movies, like Petualangan Sherina, Cek Toko Sebelah, and also based on musician like Interaksi from the album of Tulus. And I also just found out about Eki Dance Company. If you are familiar with TikTok, maybe you have seen this a lot on social media, that they create this theater, musical theater, based on Purbararang. So Eki Dance Company also create this theater shows based on Indonesia folk story, like Indonesia lore and cultural folklore. So this is very, very great. I love this improvement and what's going on in the creative industry of Indonesia. So of course, we as Indonesia, and as Indonesian, me personally, I would love to always support the creative industry of Indonesia, especially the theater sector of the creative industry. So now I'm going to play you a little bit of a filler. It's entitled Little Waterfalls. If you want to not just support Indonesian creative industry, but also Indonesia whole, as a whole industry and economy, you can went there and take a little vacation.
Little Waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. We'll be right back.
bersinar. Remah sayangku jangan pernah lepaskan, bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu.
Indonesian National Army has a cyber division. What was the reason behind it? What is the role of this division? Here is the explanation by the head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army, Brigadier General Kristome Sianturi.
We consider the cyber threat and critical infrastructure protection. The increasing number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors, extra-terrorist organizations, and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the TNOs also need to protect critical infrastructure such as a power grid, financial system, and transportation network from cyber attacks. The second reason is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber attack division can gather intelligence and on potential adversaries, supporting the TNI military operations. The TNI also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt enemy command and control, communication, and logistics. And the third reason, I think that we need to enhance cyber defense. Talking about cyber defense, there are two things, the two core that we need to be focused on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack division can help enhance the TNI cyber defense capabilities in protecting is our networks and system from cyber threats. How about cybersecurity expertise? We need to provide cybersecurity expertise to support the development of Indonesian national cybersecurity strategy. And the other reason is that we need to support law enforcement in cybercrime investigation and also cybersecurity cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the Global Cybersecurity Effort and Regional Security Initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack division, something like that, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either it is military operation for war or military operation other than war, and contribute to global security effort.
For more of this, please check out our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Tak perlu ragu, coba katakan. being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
At that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak ya. Ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money, so they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expresses her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya Topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai punah.
I hope art and culture, particularly Topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service,